Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Read. Let's read it. Clear voice. One voice. Clear. One voice. Unity. Ready? Begin.
They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, to the breaking of the bread and to prayer.
Okay. Today, I'm going to talk about church life. Everybody say church life.
Church life.
I love the church life.
I love the church life.
You have the song with you, Rachel? I think I ask you to prepare. Can you prepare now?
I
want to teach you one song. This song I learned at the state. We are in the church life. Now, as soon as you accept Jesus Christ and you're a born-again Christian, you become the children of God, right?
Yeah.
So, you as a children of God, one thing that we love the most, we cherish the most, okay, is the church life.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Listen, why this Sunday here, why you gather here and we celebrate Jesus Christ together as a body, as a corporate body of Christ? Why? Because here we taste Jesus. Okay, here we taste Jesus that we cannot compare with Jesus that you experienced with yourself. I say it again. Okay? You experience Jesus, yes, you do. Monday through Saturday, you are experiencing Jesus. Are you doing it?
Amen.
Are you experiencing Jesus?
Amen.
But but Jesus you experience here on Sunday as a corporate body, it's totally different dimension. It's totally different Jesus. You know, same Jesus, but here it's body Jesus. Every day is individual Jesus. Do you understand? It's individual Jesus versus corporate body Jesus. If the experiencing of body Jesus is far more greater. Far more greater. And you're going to experience that. Amen.
Amen.
Okay? So church life is actually everything. If you succeed in church life, then your individual life will be edified, will be strengthened. But if you don't succeed in church life, then your individual life, everyday life, can be hard. Okay? Can be the hard one. All right. So here, Acts chapter 2, verse 42, we see how the early Christians met together. There are four elements that we need to focus on. So the church life is all about four things here, verse 42. They devoted themselves to the, first what, apostles?
Teaching.
So here, the teaching of the Word of God is proclaimed. Amen?
Amen.
Second, to the fellowship of the apostles. Fellowship, koinonia, okay? We share, we have fellowship here, don't we? Amen?
Amen.
And breaking of bread. So far, we didn't have the Lord's table, the breaking of the bread. And few brothers, they concerned and they asked me, why are you not having the bread, breaking of the bread here? Well, there's some issues, but then I believe now we are very close to exercise the breaking of the bread. I believe now we are ready. We are coming to the close to the readiness to exercise the breaking of the bread. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is something that I cannot share with you, but trust me, it is coming now. And we need to do that. We need to do that every Sunday. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If possible. Because Bible says, do this in remembrance of me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We want to remember Jesus Christ our Lord every day.
Amen.
Especially on Sunday.
Amen.
Because He resurrected from the dead.
Amen.
He defeated the death.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we need to come and celebrate by eating the body of Christ, drinking the blood of Jesus. So church life is all about eating and drinking of Jesus.
Amen.
Say, please repeat after me. Church life,
church life
is all about,
it's all about
eating Jesus.
Eating Jesus.
Drinking Jesus.
Drinking Jesus.
Breathing Jesus.
Breathing Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So this is what church life is all about. So I'm going to teach you a song here now. And the breaking of bread and prayer. And the prayer, right? So we have praise and prayer. Praise and prayer. Breaking of bread. And what is this? Teaching, right? It's the what? It's the proclamation. It's the prophecy. Okay. Come here. 지연. 도망가서. 앞으로. 자, okay. You ready? Where is it? Okay, I'm going to teach you a song now. It's called... Is this is?
Course,
my heaven. Course. Okay, Rachel, you gonna teach us? Come and teach us.
Ooh.
can just sing together. Okay, let's clap our hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3.
We love the church life, eating, drinking, beating Jesus.
We love the church life, taking God's
word. We love to hear those. Oh Lord, amen, hallelujah!
We love the church life, feasting with the Lord. One more time.
We love the church life,
eating, drinking, beating Jesus.
We love the church life,
taking in God's word.
We love to hear those.
Oh Lord, amen, hallelujah!
We love the church life, feasting with God's
word.
We love the church life,
eating, drinking, breathing Jesus.
We love the church life,
taking in God's word.
We love to hear those.
Oh Lord, amen, hallelujah!
We love the church life, feasting with the Lord.
How does that part go, Rachel? Oh Lord, amen, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Okay, yeah, you have to shout. Oh Lord, amen, hallelujah. Okay, ready? Let's try it then. See ya.
Oh Lord, amen, hallelujah.
One more time.
Oh Lord, amen, hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
In the book of Revelation, Jesus says, okay, Jesus' name is amen.
Amen.
Jesus' name is, he's faithful. He's amen, he's faithful. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There are many names in the Bible of Jesus Christ. But one of the favorite names for Jesus is amen.
Amen.
Amen means the word of God shall come to fulfill. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 All right. So let's sing this one more time. We love the church, right? Ready? Okay, clap your hands. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4.
We love the church life,
eating, drinking, breathing Jesus.
We love the church life,
taking in God's word.
Hey!
We love to hear the truth.
Oh Lord, amen, hallelujah!
We love the church life,
feasting with
God. One more time, come on!
We love the church life,
eating, drinking, breathing Jesus.
We love the church life,
taking in God's word.
Hey!
We love to hear the truth.
Oh Lord, amen, hallelujah!
The Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh Lord, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Come on, this section. Ready? Begin. Begin.
Oh Lord, amen. Hallelujah.
One more time.
Oh Lord, amen. Hallelujah.
Oh Lord, amen. Hallelujah.
Why am I only hearing two rows? What happened to brothers? Huh? Come on. This one row, be quiet. This one. But just see. Ready? You can do it. You can do it, my brothers. I know you can do it. Ready? 시작.
Oh Lord, amen. Hallelujah.
Oh, together. I think it's gonna be more powerful. Ready? Begin.
Oh Lord, amen. Hallelujah.
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 Amen. I told you, God's going to open the floodgate to heaven and pour out His blessings here.
Amen.
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 Oh, Lord Jesus. Listen, I'm going to define to you today, you are blessed because you are here today. Where's the boy? You are blessed because you are here in the house of God. Amen.
Amen.
Now listen to me, brothers and sisters. I'm going to define to you, define, the definition of worship, Sunday worship.
Amen.
All right?
Amen.
So you're going to be super clear. You're going to be super clear what Sunday worship is all about. What Sunday worship is out to be. You probably have seen many or experienced many different worships in the churches, right? But I don't know if you experienced the biblical one. But today I'm going to define to you. And not only define it, you're going to experience the power of that worship today. And next Sunday, we're going to explore.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's going to explore. Next Sunday. Be careful, you're going to explore here. Explore with praise. Explore with praise and prayer. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Explore with the presence of God.
Amen.
Are you ready?
Amen.
All right. So let's go back to scripture now. Okay. Let's go to Ephesians 5, 14 to 21. Okay. Ready? Okay. Now, you know what? Okay. Yeah, anyway, let's read this together. Right. One voice, begin. Okay, ready? Begin. For it is right. I'm sorry. This row. How many sisters we have? We have some sisters, right? Okay. So, okay. Brothers, you read verse 14. Sisters, you read verse 15. All right?
Okay.
Can you do that?
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
We'll have that echo here.
All right. Brothers, begin.
For it is right that we make everything visible. This is Christ is said. Wake up, O sleeper. Rise from the dead. Christ will shine on you.
Be very careful then how you live. Not as unwise, but as wise.
Making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil.
Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is.
Do not bear a number of wise, which is used to torture you. Instead, be filled with the Spirit.
Speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord.
Always give thanks to God for everything.
Submit to one another out of reverence for Christ.
Amen. Lord Jesus.
Amen.
All right. Now, Book of Ephesians, you have to understand, this is the heart of the hearts gospel. Heart of the hearts. Okay? There are four gospels, epistles, wrote by Apostle Paul, considered as a heart gospel. We have a body here. Without the heart, you die instantaneously, right? But without one arm, you can still live, right? So the heart gospel is so important. So, and those heart gospels are Galatians, Ephesians, and Philippians, and Colossians. And out of those four gospels, Ephesians is the heart of the heart. So it is that much important to us. And this chapter 5, verse 14 to 21 is talking about church life. Okay, how our church life should be. So let's go on. Bible says, verse 14, it says, wake up. Okay, that's good. That's very good. Wake up, O sleeper, rise from the death, and Christ will shine on you. Everybody, let's recite that verse together one more time. Begin.
Wake up, O sleeper, rise from the death, and Christ will shine on you.
Let's tell somebody this. Tell somebody.
Wake up, O sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you.
Hallelujah. Now, remember, this letter is written to the church. Remember this. Not non-believers. So this means there are people in the house of God who are sleepers, who are sleeping. Are you a sleeper or are you awake? Hello? Just because your eyes are open now and you're sitting and you're breathing, that doesn't mean you're awake. It's not talking about physical awakeness. This is talking about spiritual awakeness. Are you awake in your spirit or are you sleeping? God knows. Maybe you can ask these questions to help you to discern whether you're awake or you're sleeping. Do you have desire, strong desire to come to the church on Sunday to worship Jesus? Do you have strong desire? Or do you come because Pastor Paul says so? You're going to have trouble if you don't come. Do you come to church because your religion says you must go to church on Sunday because I'm a Christian? Do you come to church like this? Or do you have a heart to worship and to praise and to lift up the name Jesus Christ? Is your heart pounding? Is your heart beating for Jesus? When you pray, is there some kind of anointing? Is there some kind of unction of the Holy Spirit when you pray? When you call on the name of the Lord, is your heart pumping harder, faster? Is your heart stirred up? Is your spirit stirred up? Huh? Oh, Lord Jesus. When you think about Jesus, there's something moving in your spirit. I'm just asking these questions. Ask these questions to you. Mm-hmm. Hmm? Do you love Jesus?
Amen.
Do you love to see your brothers and sisters?
Amen.
Oh, I pray that you wake up today.
Amen.
Everybody say, wake up!
Wake, wake up!
Tell somebody, come on, wake up!
Wake up!
Wake up!
Wake up!
Oh, sleeper!
Oh, sleeper!
Rise from the dead!
Rise from the dead!
And Christ will shine on you!
And Christ will shine on you!
Hallelujah!
Amen!
It's rise from the dead means rise from the people of death, meaning religious people. Listen, just because people go to church, that doesn't mean they are the children of God. No. There are so many religious people these days, right? We know that. So it's talking about that people is talking about religious people. That they have the look of Christian, but inside there's no Christ, there's no reality. See, they can say I'm a Christian and they can pray with their hands together and close their eyes and they can pray, but then in their spirit they're sleeping or they're dead. The spirit not alive. Okay? So we need to understand that. Okay, there are two kinds of people in the church. People whose spirit is alive or spirit is dead. But even if your spirit is dead, don't worry about it. You came to the right church and here your spirit will be alive.
Amen.
Your spirit will revive.
Amen.
Will revive.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You will gain extra strength today and you will survive, not only survive, you will overcome the coming week.
Amen.
You will do that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus Christ will make you and make you an overcomer.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, repeat after me, please. Life of overcomer.
Life of overcomer.
It's a very normal life.
It's very normal life.
Amen. Okay, overcoming life, overcomer's life is not abnormal. Mm. It's a normal. Mm. You and I, we're called to be overcomers.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We will rise from the dead. We will rise from sleeping. Amen?
Amen.
And look at the scriptures now. It says, when you wake up, when you rise, wake up and rise from this religious people, religious group, or you're from darkness, from yourself, from your ego, when you rise, this is what happened. The promise is Christ will shine on you.
Amen.
You see? If you determine to rise from that shadow of death, fleshly stuff, all right, the lust or the lover, love of the money or love of the pleasure, whatever that is, if you determine, as soon as you rise up, if you rise up, the moment you rise up, Christ says, I'm going to shine upon you, shine the light upon you.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, let Christ shine on you today.
Amen.
Let Christ shine on you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But first you need to wake up and rise from the dead. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, Matthew 7:21. Quickly, let's read together. Begin. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven,
but only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven.
Only who what?
Does the will of God.
Who does the will of God. Listen. If you know the word of God here and you're not living it, there's something wrong, isn't it?
Amen.
That's abnormal. The normal thing is, normal Christian life is, you know the word of God not only here, but here, and you're actually living it out.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
To forgive somebody, is it hard or easy? To forgive somebody, is it hard or easy? Raise your hand if you say hard. Only this part. You know why you're not responding? Raise your hand if it's easy. Huh? Listen. If you say it is hard to forgive somebody, all right? You are saying it because you are trying to do it. If you say to forgive somebody is easy, it's because Christ in you is forgiving it.
Amen.
Okay? Now, you already experienced the forgiveness of Christ in your life. Therefore, He will forgive somebody. It's so easy. It's not even easy, it's automatic. What's I'm talking about automatic. What illustration should I use, sister? You help me here. Automatic. You see, put something automatically coming out.
Like reflex.
Huh?
Like a reflex.
Reflex.
Not even thinking.
Okay. What? Automatic. Automatic. Come on. Huh? Coca-Cola can. Coca-Cola, the vending machine. Vending machine, right? Huh? It's $1, right? You put the $1 coin, the Coca-Cola, you press, what's gonna happen? The Coca-Cola can will come out automatically. You don't have to go in there and take it out, right? Well, you just press the button, it will come out. It's automatic, isn't it? You put the coin and it will come out automatic, right? See, if Jesus is in you, to forgive somebody is automatic. Hallelujah. Yeah. To love somebody is automatic. Amen? Oh, Lord Jesus. Okay, Isaiah 60, verse 1. Begin.
Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is upon you.
You know this song, huh?
Sing.
Arise, shine, for your light has come, the glory of the Lord rises upon you. Nations will come
to your light.
Nations will come to your light.
Wow, you remember, sister. You got very good memory. She remembers. Listen, it's time to arise. Amen. Amen. Time to arise and shine. Because Bible says, for your light has come. Has come already. The light is there. Light is where? In your spirit.
Amen.
And the glory of the Lord rises upon you. Already upon you. Amen.
Amen.
By faith, act it out.
Amen.
Okay, next. Verse 15. Let's read verse 15. Begin. Be very careful then how you live.
Not as unwise.
So what does it mean by unwise? Unwise means that you hear and you don't do it. That's unwise. You build your house on the sand. When the wind blows, it will clash. It disappears. Do you understand? We need to build our house on the rock. Amen?
Amen.
Upon the rock. And that rock is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And what does it mean by building our house on the rock? It means that we do according to His will. Okay, look at this now. Matthew 7:26. Begin. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. You see, if you don't practice, you're foolish. If you practice, you are wise. Hallelujah!
Amen.
You practice the word of God, you're wise. So how many of you want to practice the word of God?
Amen.
Huh? Then you're wise. If you just want to hear and then walk out the door today and then forget about it, there's a 1 hour worship, 1 hour half worship. I've done my duty. Nothing's gonna change your life. But if you, as soon as you act upon it, you do it, that's when the miracles happen. That's when the Christ will shine on you. Amen?
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. This is what I'm going after now. Hang in there. Okay, verse 16. Hang in. I have not come to my point yet. Okay, verse 16. Read it together. Redeem the time because the days are evil. So we need to redeem the time. Okay, time is very precious and it's very important. And even this time right now, it belongs to our God.
Amen.
Belongs to Jesus Christ. He is the owner of this time now, right?
Amen.
We are here to lift up His name. We are here to love Him and adore Him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Listen, brothers and sisters, I want to tell you something now. I want to tell you something. You are not here to hear Pastor Paul's sermon. You're not here. You're here to lift up the name that is above all names.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, I'm going to preach. Okay? I'm going to preach, yes. But I pray my sermon will decrease as times go by. And your prophecy will increase.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm not I'm talking about each person, every one of you, the members here, will prophesy. Okay? 1 minute, 2 minutes, and you will prophesy. You boast Jesus Christ. And he will experience the fullness of Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So we need to redeem the time now. Okay, this time is very important because the days are evil. I believe that Jesus Christ is coming back very soon. I believe he's already on the way.
Amen.
You know why? Because the body of Christ is being built. I'm not talking about just the people come here and the spectators for 1 hour and just go home and just taking Christ as a religious matter. No, I'm talking about the true, authentic bride of Christ. The group of brides are getting ready. If the bride is ready, the bridegroom, who is Jesus Christ, he will come back.
Amen.
When can the bridegroom, who is Jesus Christ, can return? When the brides are ready. Amen?
Amen.
Now, when I went to the States, I saw a church, and I experienced this church in Austin. And that church, about 300 people, and I saw the viral group. What is a viral group? A group of people who love God and who love one another, who share everything, and who live together. And one group of these people, about five families, they move from one state to another. Okay? Let go of their career, and they're moving with their little children. They all move, migrate from one state to another to start the church. Isn't that amazing? How much you have to fellowship and be one to let down of the career, job, and children and everything just to move to migrate to somewhere else? Do you think it's possible? Bible is possible, right? The book of Acts is possible, right? But I have not seen that on this earth yet. But this visit to U.S. allowed me to see that vital group. Oh, they love God and they love each other so much. They're one. They're a vital group. And if that vital group is ready, you know the bridegroom is coming soon.
Amen.
Because the brides are being prepared. Hallelujah. Are you ready to meet your husband, your real husband, who is Jesus Christ? Are you ready? Oh, what a glorious day that is coming. Prepare yourself to meet the bridegroom. Hello, brothers, wake up. Huh? Yes, job is important. Yes, job is important, and I pray that God will give you a good job and you will earn good money. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
But that is not the reality. The reality is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Our bridegroom. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, everything we see now on this earth will disappear. Only Jesus Christ will remain faithful. And he will last forever. Hallelujah. Your spirit will last forever. Brothers and sisters, remember your spirit. You're not a body. You're not a flesh. This flesh is material thing. It's material. And when it dies, it will go back to the dust. It will disappear. You understand? Did I become more handsomer after going to U.S.? No? Some people say, oh, you got fatter. Look at this. Look at this. Very oily. And the Lord does not want to talk about this. No matter how handsome I look, huh? After 50 years, you all get wrinkled. And after 100 years, it will return to the dust. Isn't it? Huh? So, don't think too much about your beauty, your physical beauty, outward beauty. Your inner beauty is much more important. Your inner man is a real man. Everybody say, my inner man is a real man.
My inner man is a real man.
My outward man is temporal. And it will go back to dust. Hello? Talk to somebody. Hello, pretty dust.
Pretty dust?
Oh, Lord Jesus. Church life. No matter how much you're pretty outside, it's always a dust. Okay, church life. Let me sing this song now, one more time. Every, come on, get your dress ready. Get yourself ready, right? There are two more chairs here, put here. Ready? One, two, three.
First part.
Chorus part, yeah. We don't know do you know the first part?
Yeah, but it's
the
part.
Okay. Chorus part. Ready? One, two, three, four.
We love the church life, beating, drinking, beating Jesus. We love the church life, taking in God's word.
Hey!
We love to lead us. Oh, Lord, amen, hallelujah. We love the church life, feasting with the Lord.
Amen.
We love the church life, eating, drinking, breathing Jesus. We love the church life, taking in God's word. We love to hear the
in Jesus, we love the church life.
Taking in God's word,
hey!
We love to hear those.
All right, amen, hallelujah!
We love the church life, feasting with the Lord.
Amen!
Amen!
Feasting with the Lord!
Amen!
Church life is all about feasting with the Lord.
Amen!
It's a feast!
Amen!
All right, look, if it's... Have you went to the feast? Have you went to join a feast? When you go to feast, what are the characteristics of the feast? Come on. What are the characteristics of the feast? Huh?
Loud.
Loud. Oh, thank you. Hello?
Loud.
If you go to feast, there's loudness, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not quiet, right? It's not quiet and solemn, serious. That's a funeral. Church is not funeral. All right? Church is not funeral. There's going to be loudness. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, so look, the feast, there's loudness. What are the other things?
Laughter.
Huh?
Laughing.
Laughing. Amen.
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 There's a laughter, there's a loudness, there's a feast. What else?
Next time.
Food. Something to eat. Something to eat. If you come to church on Sunday, and if you're not eating Jesus, you're missing something very important. Listen, church life is not about coming to church and sitting there for 1 hour, and then just go home. No! You come to church, you have to open your mouth wide and eat Jesus.
Amen.
Eat Jesus.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, eat Jesus.
Amen.
The feast has been prepared by Jesus Christ.
Amen.
When he died on the cross, he prepared the feast. That's why he died on the cross. And the feast is here. So the question is, how do you eat then? That's the question, isn't it? How do you eat, right? Hold on to there. Now I'm getting there now. Next verse. Eunice is doing very good job at PPT now. Very good. Okay, very good. You can graduate now. Verse 17. Oh, we talk about this now, don't we? No, verse 17. Ready? Begin.
Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is.
Therefore, do not be foolish, Bible says, right? But know what is the will of God. You tell me the will of God. Okay. What is the will of God? Brother, what is the will of God? One short sentence. Don't give me a 15-minute sermon. All right. Thank you. What is the purpose? What? Will of God? Huh? Thank you. What is the will of God?
Love the God with all your heart and all your heart.
Thank you. What is the will of God? We have all different actors here. What is the will of God?
To be one with me.
To be one with God.
Yeah.
Amen. Okay, the will of God, I'll tell you now. Don't forget this, okay? Will of God, God became man. So man can become God. Does this make sense? Hello? God became man, just Jesus. So he died on the cross for our sins. He rose again. He became a life-giving spirit. And he entered into me, entered into you. So now he's living. Jesus Christ is living in me. He's growing. And ultimately, I will become like Jesus. Perfect, like Jesus. That's the New Jerusalem. Listen, you are going to be like God. Not in his divinity, but in his life and nature.
Amen.
Are you getting me? Are you getting me?
Yeah.
Actually, listen, you already have life of Christ in you.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
So, Bible says, 1 Corinthians, right? Surprise, Steve, what verse is that? That he who joins with Christ is one spirit.
1 Corinthians 6:17.
Very good. I'm just testing you, okay? It's not that I don't know. I'm just testing you. So, 1 Corinthians 6:17 says, he who joins with Christ is one spirit. Your spirit and Jesus Christ's spirit has become one spirit.
Amen.
So Christ lives in you. Listen, God lives in you.
Amen.
And you, not only God lives in you, but Christ will grow. And as you grow, you become mature. And you will reflect. You will show his life. That's the will of God.
Amen.
God became man. Man can become God. Man can live like God.
Amen.
Not become. I would say man can live. God became man, so man can become like God. And live like God. Live like Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen? So that's the will of God. That's the will of God. Now how do we become like God?
Oh, hang in there. The answer is coming. All right? Now verse 18. Praise the Lord. We're ready now. Ready? Begin.
And do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissoluteness, but be filled in spirit.
Okay, I'm not hearing the church, the body of Christ, reciting together. Begin.
And do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissoluteness, but be filled in spirit.
Only the sisters. Come on, sisters. Activate, activate. Ready? Begin.
And do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissoluteness, but be filled in spirit.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, I will tell you now. I promise to you today, I'm going to define worship. This is the definition of worship now. The definition of worship is be filled in spirit.
Amen.
I said it again. Be filled in
spirit.
Now notice that word spirit is lowercase s, not capital S. The capital S means Holy Spirit. Lowercase s means human spirit, my spirit, your spirit. Amen? So Bible says, be filled in spirit, not be filled in the Holy Spirit. Bible says, be filled in spirit. Everybody say, be
filled in spirit.
One more time.
Be filled in spirit.
One more time.
Be filled in spirit.
Be filled in spirit. Be filled in spirit. Be filled in spirit. Is your spirit moving? Do you feel the spirit that's moving in you? When you say, be filled in spirit.
Amen.
Listen, brothers and sisters, listen. You have to feel the spirit in you.
Amen.
Because spirit is there in you. Where is the spirit? I don't know, maybe here. You have to feel the Spirit.
Amen.
Because it's a reality. But to exercise the Spirit, to release the Spirit is not an easy thing. And whenever we say, let's exercise our Spirit, release our Spirit, you know what? The flesh and our soul says no. So when the people of God come together to exercise our Spirit, our body says no. Our soul says no. So there's a reverse attack, right? There's a hindrance. So that's why we call it discipline my spirit, exercise my spirit. It takes your will. You have to exercise your will. You have to open your mouth and to call on His name, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
But if you keep your mouth shut, nothing's going to happen. Listen, I'll come to the point now. Completion. So the point is, be filled in spirit, right? So that is the definition of worship. That your spirit is being filled. Your spirit is this low. When you come to church, your spirit should increase. Increase. Right? Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Every time you come to church on Sunday, your spirit increase. Increase.
Yes.
And then become like God.
Amen.
Okay. So the question is, how can we be filled in spirit? Answer is verse 19. Answer is verse 19. Now verse 19, read together, begin.
Speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and psalming with your heart to the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This roll, come on, please, one more time.
Speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs,
singing and psalming
with your heart to the Lord.
This roll. Begin.
Speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and psalming with your heart to the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Now let me explain a few words here, just to clarify, okay? Now, verse 19 is the answer for verse 18. Verse 18 says, be filled in spirit, right? Now that's the definition of worship. That's the whole purpose of coming together to church building on Sunday. To be filled in spirit. Now, how do we be filled in spirit? It says, speaking to
one another.
Come on.
Speaking to one another.
In songs and hymns.
Okay. There are three things scripture encourages us to do. Actually, scripture commands us to do. Now, this is not encouragement. This is commandment of God. Amen?
Amen.
God says the three things, right? Psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, isn't it? Psalm is the book of Psalm. Hymns is that hymnal that we use, right? Hymnal. And spiritual song. This spiritual song is from your spirit. Direct songs. There's no written song. It's not a testimony song. It's a spiritual, spontaneous song. You understand? You can all do it from your spirit. Remember 2 Chronicles, King Jehoshaphat, he appointed singers, and the vast army is coming against them, right? The Judah. And then the singers sang a spontaneous song. Praise the Lord, His love endures forevermore. Hallelujah, praise the Lord, His love endures forevermore. I'm just making it up now. You can do it from your spirit.
Amen.
You see? That's the spiritual songs. Amen?
Amen.
So we're going to exercise the spiritual songs here in this room. We're going to release the spiritual song. We call it Tehillah. Everybody say Tehillah.
Tehillah.
Yeah, that's the spiritual song. Direct, spontaneous song from your spirit. Okay? Now listen. So three things. Everybody say three things. Psalms, hymns, spiritual songs. One more time.
Psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs.
Okay. Now, what do you do? Psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. What do you do with? Speak to one another. Oh, dear saints, please understand this. Speaking to one another. This is the key. Don't be deceived from now on. Now listen, don't be deceived from now on. You come to church not to listen to a pastor's sermon. Pastor's great sermon, or boring sermon, or great, splendid, beautiful sermon. That's not the point. You don't come to church to focus, to look to Pastor Paul. No. You come to church to focus on Christ. And you've come to church to lift up His name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now look at this. Look. Focus here, would you please? Brothers, look at me. So how do we be filled in spirit? By speaking to one another. Psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. And it says, singing and what?
Psalming.
Singing and what?
Psalming.
What's a psalming? What's a psalming? Huh? What's a psalming? Singing is, oh, no, 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 that's just singing with music. What's a psalming?
Reading is
teacher. Huh?
Reading is
teacher. Recitation. Mm-hmm. All right? Let's go back to the song. We can finish it now. Let's go back to the song. All right, listen. This is psalming. We're going to psalming this song now here, okay? Ready? Meaning that we're going to recite together. Okay? Ready? Begin.
We love the church life, eating, drinking, breathing Jesus. We love the church life, taking in God's word. We love to hear those, oh Lord, amen, hallelujah. We love the church life, feasting with the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
That's psalming. Alright? Now, speaking to one another. Alright, speak to one another. This song, we're going to speak to one another. Go ahead.
We love the church.
Oh Lord Jesus, listen. The Bible is very clear today. Today you learn very clear one thing, right? One thing. How to be filled in, filled in spirit. How to fill with the word of God is through speaking one another. It's through psalming. It's praying together. It's eating Jesus together. Are you getting this? Listen. I am healthy when the blood circulates very well. There's no clogging. There's no stopping. Blood is circulating very good. Then I'm very healthy, isn't it?
Yes.
There's the blood of Jesus now flowing. There's the life of Christ flowing.
Amen.
But then it got stuck there. It's stuck. It's not flowing. It got stuck here. Not flowing. It's stuck here. Not flowing. Why? Because they're closed mouth. They're not saying amen. They're not releasing their spirit. Their heart is closed, tight. So it's not flowing. Do you understand? When it's not flowing, it diminishes the blessing, the influence, the presence of God. Are you getting me?
Yeah.
Are you getting me?
Lord,
oh, Lord Jesus. Listen. I'll tell you something. When we receive the blessings through the body of Christ, see, Christ will bless you through the body of Christ.
Amen.
I want you to understand this. Now listen, when there is a wonderful preacher preaches a message and you receive blessings, God can bless you. That, yes, well, praise the Lord for that. But it's quite different when you are blessed through the activity of the body of Christ. Why? Because we are part of the body. We are part of the body. And when the flow, the life of Christ flow very well here, no problem, there's no clogging, there's no stopping. Oh, there's going to be God's abundant blessings. God's abundant blessings, overflowing life.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
Still, five people are closing mouth. Repeat after me. If you open your mouth,
your heart will be open.
If your heart is open, your spirit will be open.
Your spirit will be open.
So how do you open your spirit? It starts with your mouth by saying amen.
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 Amen. Alright, let's eat some scriptures now. Ephesians, let's go back to verse 8 and 19. Oh Lord Jesus, come on. Verse 18, 19. Can you add 19? Is it possible? Oh Lord Jesus. Amen. Alright, now as a church, we are going to eat this now together. Alright? Pray this together. Ready?
Amen.
Everybody stand up now. Everybody stand up. Alright, ready? Verse 18 and 19. Okay, let's all summing these scriptures. Recite this. Read it. Ready? Begin.
And do not be drunk with wine, which is dissoluteness, but be filled with spirit, speaking to one another
in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and psalming with your heart to the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
We want to be filled with spirit.
Amen.
Filled with spirit.
Amen.
Oh Lord Jesus, open our spirit.
Amen.
That we may recite one another.
Amen.
Speak to one another.
Amen. Yes, Lord, we want to be filled in spirit.
Amen.
Speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
May we be filled in spirit, Lord.
Amen.
May we sing a song with our heart to the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus,
amen.
You live in our spirit.
Amen.
Yes, Lord Jesus, we open our spirit to you.
Amen.
Fill us with your spirit.
Amen.
Fill yourself in our spirit.
Amen.
Fill us with spirit, Jesus.
Amen.
Fill our spirit and life.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh Lord Jesus,
amen.
We want to make spiritual songs for you.
Yes,
sing your psalming with your heart, oh Lord Jesus.
Yes,
amen.
Oh
Lord,
come on, you gotta do your part. Remember, the life of Christ has to flow. Come on, just a simple prayer.
Lord Jesus,
amen. Amen.
Your spirit,
amen.
Your spirit be filling us,
amen.
So that we can speak to one another in psalms and hymns,
amen.
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 Jesus.
Amen.
By speaking to one another.
Amen.
In psalms and hymns.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit we feel in our spirit.
Amen.
Okay, let's put the songs now. Can we put the songs, please? Song again. All right. Let's recite this. Summing this song together. Ready? Begin.
We love the church life, eating, drinking, breathing Jesus. We love the church life, taking in God's word. We love to hear those, oh Lord, amen, hallelujah. We love the church life, feasting with the Lord.
Oh Lord Jesus,
amen.
We want to feast with you today.
Amen.
Even now we want to feast with you.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Fill us with your wisdom.
Amen.
Make us to know you more and more and more and more.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus. Amen.
We want to take in your words, O Lord.
Amen.
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 Love the church life.
Amen.
Because church life is all about feasting.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We want to hear your powerful word.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, read this one more time, please. Ready?
We love the church life. Eating, drinking, breathing Jesus. We love the church life.
Sing together.
We love the church life. Eating, drinking, greeting Jesus. We love the church life. Taking in God's word.
Yo.
We love to hear the voice.
Oh Lord, amen, hallelujah.
We love the church life. Feasting with the Lord. We love the church life. Eating, drinking, greeting Jesus. We love the church life. Taking in God's word.
Before we end, we're going to do this now. I want you to go around and meet your brothers and sisters and recite this, okay? Some speaking one another, amen?
Amen.
Let's do that, okay? All right, let's go around. Freely just go around. I want you to come out of your seat and then meet somebody. Meet 20 people now, come on. Your mission is 20 people.
We love the church life. I love the church life. Amen. Thank you, God's word.
We love the church life, eating, drinking, breathing Jesus. We love the church life, thinking in God's word. We love to hear those,
oh Lord, amen, hallelujah.
We love the church life, feasting with,
come on everybody.
We love the church life,
breathing Jesus.
We love the church life, thinking in God's word. We love the church.
Over here. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Listen.
Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. Can you have that verse? No. Revelation chapter 12, verse 11 says this. I have it here. It says here. Revelation chapter 12. Here. They overcame him. Who's him? Satan. Mm-hmm. By the blood of the Lamb. And by the word of their
testimony.
Come on, by their what? Word of
their testimony.
Listen, there's a power in your tongue.
Amen.
Power in your tongue.
Amen.
Life and death is up to your tongue.
Amen.
Listen,
amen.
You eat what you say.
Amen.
You bear what you say.
Amen.
Listen, you become what you say.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Bible says, if you speak, I will hear and I will do it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus says, the words I have spoken to you, they are life and spirit.
Amen.
You live by your words. Amen?
Amen.
I don't care how, I care though. But what I'm saying is, I don't care what difficulties you are going through, what problems you have in your life, but you have power in your tongue to overcome those problems.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
How? By calling on His name, by praising His name,
amen.
By speaking to one another,
amen.
By psalming.
Amen.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
This is the way to be filled in spirit.
Amen.
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 Every Sunday you have to be ready to be filled in spirit by opening your mouth to
amen.
Say amen, to say praise the Lord,
amen.
To say I love the church life,
amen.
To say I love you my brother.
Amen.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
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 That's what church life is all about.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
All right, now we're going to do this now. Try this now. We're going to recite this all together, not read together, but everybody different ways. We're going to recite and proclaim this song all together and simultaneously in one voice. Ready?
Amen.
Ready? Your style. You can read fast or slow or loud. Everybody loud. Yeah. Everybody. Ready? Begin.
I love the church life because I am eating and drinking. I love the church life.
Already have been defeated, in fact.
Amen.
Through church life, hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm not alone, but I have my brothers and sisters.
Amen.
We are the body of Christ.
Amen.
And when the body of Christ rise and shine, guess what? The enemy shudders.
Amen.
And enemy will go away, hallelujah.
Amen.
You are overcomer because of the church life.
Amen.
Because of the body of Christ, amen?
Amen.
Next Sunday when you come, you will notice the differences in the seat arrangement. There will be differences in seat arrangement. You're going to sit and it's going to help you to prophesy more.
Amen.
No more coming to the front. You can just stand where you are and prophesy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This room will be filled with God's prophecy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And boasting of Christ. Amen.
Amen.
And singing and psalming of the spiritual songs and hymns and psalms. Amen.
Amen.
Are you ready to feast with the Lord?
Amen.
Just one last feast. Where's the song? Let's dance for Jesus.
Amen.
Dance with Jesus. Who's ready to feast? You come here. You come here. You come here. You, if you're ready to feast with Jesus.
Amen.
You're not ready?
I'm ready.
Come, come. Who's ready? Are you ready? What happened to those hands? You ready? Come to the front. You come here. Come out. After this feasting, dance with Jesus. Dance for Jesus. You go to the small group, okay? God bless you all.
Amen.
Oh, yeah.
Here, give me the